Ever since Christina Andersson and I first met, we have engaged in intense and enriching discussions about various matters, most of which we resolve fairly quickly, whereas others go on for years as they become influenced by new scientific findings, personal insights, and other people's views. One of these stimulating discussions regard if compassion directed toward other people is linked to compassion directed toward oneself. That is, if self-compassion is a prerequisite for having compassion with others. An increasing amount of data suggests there is no such direct connection. One can lack self-compassion but still have compassion with others, and vice versa. Though a foundation of self-compassion can undeniably be of benefit when we do good for others. Because if we feel safe, it is easier to find the courage to turn outward toward our fellow humans with compassion and consideration. And in a good society, we need a lot of people who care. The concept self-compassion is easily confused with the concept of self-esteem. Concerning the latter topic, an abundance of self-help books and lectures exists, in which it often is argued that if we simply boost our self-esteem, life will smile back at us, a conclusion that has become more and more challenged. Self-compassion is something entirely different from this. Rather, it's about accepting that life can be difficult and to be allowing and caring toward oneself. We learn how to accept that being human can be problematic, as we also allow ourselves to enjoy all the good things in life. After my book, The Art of Being Kind, was published, two questions have been directed toward me frequently. One of which is, "So, are you kind?" Often with a clever smile, as if the questioner is the first to ask. Secondly, is it possible to be too kind? And the answer is that we cannot be too kind. That is, if we're kind in the right way, and if we are so also to ourselves. Self-compassion is truly an excellent way to be kind toward oneself. It might even be the best way we know of today for taking care of ourselves and others, which is why this book is so important. Because in the end, there is probably nothing more important in our existence than looking after our well-being and being generous towards others during the only life we would certainly are to experience.
Forward. Every heart valve have different sound. Every sound meant something for me. I did a lot of examinations via ultrasound from the inside and via ECG to see if the heart was working as it should. I could not really see the heart when they did all the examinations, but I could hear the sound, and I felt when the camera was going down in the esophagus to control that everything was fine. Sometimes I had such a high fever, so I was shaking. Sometimes I was so scared, so they gave me sedative, so I was able to go through it. And by time, I learned the technique to breathe deep and calm and think repeatedly in my head, everything is going to be okay. And it was helpful. It was Friday afternoon, and the doctor came into my room and sat by the bed and said that it maybe was needed to be an operation.